Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I was mentioning a little earlier that India's retaliation this time is going to be multifold, and it's already been rolled out. Based on the information that has been made available to public, I'm going to consolidate all that and take you through it. We'll start with political retaliation. Prime Minister Modi, a man not to mince his words, has very categorically stated that the defense services have been given a free hand. It is their judgment, their decision, when, what, how, where.
मैं आतंकी संगठनों को और उनके सरपरस्तों को कहना चाहता हूं कि वे बहुत बड़ी गलती कर चुके हैं, बहुत बड़ी कीमत उनको चुकानी पड़ेगी। मैं देश को भरोसा देता हूं कि हमले के पीछे जो ताकतें हैं, इस हमले के पीछे जो भी गुनहगार हैं, उन्हें उनके किए की सजा अवश्य मिलेगी। हमारे सुरक्षा बलों को पूर्ण स्वतंत्रता दे दी गई है।
That was military/political, yeah? Moving on to economic, the finance minister of India, Arun Jaitley, came out, made a statement that the most favored nation status which India had given to Pakistan back in 1996, and mind you, Pakistan didn't reciprocate with that status to India, has been withdrawn. According to the MFN, yani ki most favored nation status, they basically get privileges and immunity in trade agreements. Now, because it stands withdrawn, the customs duty on goods from Pakistan has been raised to 200%. Moving on to the diplomatic front, India is building international pressure on the neighboring state. 40 countries have issued statements saying they condemn this act. One of the strongest voices coming in from America. Our national security advisor Ajit Doval had a chat with their national security advisor John Bolton, and they've issued a public statement saying we back India's right for self-defense. Iran has warned Pakistan. Israel comes out in support. There's France, Germany. The G20 has been briefed about the same. So that is on the front of the Ministry of External Affairs. By the way, India's High Commissioner to Pakistan has been called back, and Pakistan's High Commissioner in India was summoned by the Ministry of External Affairs. Internally, for 5 top separatist leaders, security has been withdrawn. The irony, the guys protecting these separatist leaders were CRPF jawans. Also, government cars and perks and privileges all withdrawn.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.